you're Natalie.
Yes.
Hi, Natalie. Nice
Hello,
to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you too.
And so you just said that you spent most of your life in Thamesmead.
Yes. From the time I came to England, I've lived mainly in Thamesmead.
And you came to England from?
Zambia.
From Zambia.
Yes.
How old were you then when you came?
17, 18.
Wow.
I was quite young. Yes.
Well, quite young, but it means you had quite a life there. So talk about, maybe tell us about that contrast of moving from Zambia to Thamesmead.
It was a bit of a cultural shock initially, but then having settled in Thamesmead, because it's quite a cultural mix where you've got different races, nationalities, so it was quite easy for me to get into the system and get used to being here. So I didn't feel so much away from home because I sort of created a home away from home within Thamesmead. Yeah.
That's lovely. Mm. Did you meet other people here from Zambia?
I did. I had a couple of friends that I knew back home. They moved to Thamesmead as well. So I shared a house with one of them. But it was mainly Nigerians that I lived with. So, yeah.
And do you have any stories about any experiences or particular memories, maybe of those early years when you came here?
I think it's just generally... I'm trying to think of something... I think for me, mainly, it's just the community spirit that I found really, really good. When I lost my dad, actually, that was when I felt everybody rally around me. And it was good to have a GP that was quite understanding. So from the GP, I was able to access a lot of services within Thamesmead. Some of them were community services, which greatly helped me. And I'm trying to think of one particular one. It was a community centre. I can't remember the name specifically. That I was introduced to. So having been going there for a few months, it did help me a lot get over the grief of losing my dad. So I think that's part of the community spirit because they understood where I was coming from and how I felt, so it was quite helpful for me.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And is what you're doing today connected to your interest, or we're here planting trees today in Southmere Park?
Yes.
Is that out of the ordinary for you, or is this normal for you?
It is normal for me because I think when you tell people you live in London, they think it's mainly buildings, it's all bricks and stuff. But I think the Southmere Park in particular gives you the bit of a country feel, if that makes sense. So you come in here, like with my kids now, it's that freedom they feel to be here. And my youngest had a topic just last term, it's part of the curriculum, about the rainforests. And they did a mock protest about why there's a lot of deforestation and the impact on the environment. And so for him to come here and do this, that means quite a lot for him. So for me, it's him growing up knowing he took part in that and is in some way helping the environment. So that means a lot to me and to him.
How many children do you have?
I've got three.
So there's three, are they all here today?
They're all here today, yes.
And they're enjoying?
They are very much enjoying. I had to persuade my older one, but the two boys are enjoying it a lot, yes.
Right. Mm.